This Shabbos, we learn Parshas Vayikra, beginning, of course, Sefer Vayikra. We have this one of these Shabbos, we have three Sefer Torah. Because in addition to Parshas Vayikra, it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And, of course, it's Parshas HaChodesh also, the last of the Arba Parshas. So, three Sefer Torah this Shabbos. And towards the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, the Torah speaks about different karbonos, and it says in Perak Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, the first source, Im ola karbono min abakar, zachar tamim yakriveno, o pesach ha'om al yakriva, so litzon af ne'ashem. If a person wishes to bring a carbon ola, right, which goes entirely onto his back, so it says you have to bring it. Smell says yakrivenu, you offer it al pesach almoy yakrivoso, bring it to the open, to the almoy, to the mishkan. That's where you offer it. Lirtzono, in accordance with his will, lifnei Hashem. So Rashi comments there again, Perak Aleph Pasuk Gimel. Rashi says yakrivoso. So the phrase yakrivoso means sounds like it's a requirement. So Rashi says, and this is Rashi's quote in the Sefer, the Torah's Kohanim. In the beginning of Vayikra, it says, Melame Chakofen Oso. Sounds like he's going to force the person to do it, to coerce him, right? Yakriv Oso. He must bring it. If he's bringing a carbon, all he must do the following. It's required. So it says, the more Yachol Balkarcho? It could possibly, not the Gemara, Rashi, quoting this before. It's going to be that it's Balkarcho, even against his will, you force a person to bring a carbon? So, huh? Someone a carbon, Olo, you force him to bring it? You know, it's not that. Say it again? So the Gemara is just bothered, again, the Sifra is bothered by this. It sounds like it's Bal Korcho. On the other hand, it says, Talmud Lomar Lirtzono. It says Lirtzono, which means willingly, and not forced. So how could it be? Says the Rashi again, the name of the Sifra, Haketa Kofin Oso Ad Sheyomer Rotzani. You force him to say, I want to do it. You know, the mafia means you make him an offer he can't refuse. Right? In other words, you tell him, you break his arm, whatever, tell him, you want to do it? You sure you want to do it? Oh, okay, I want to do it. That's what it says. So that's Rashi again, the name of the Sifra. It's similar to a Gemara, the Gemara I printed in source number 3, Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Vav Mud Aleph. It's like pretty much the same drasha. The Tanya, quotes a Brisa, Vayikra Perakal, our Pasuk. Yakriv Oso, Milamit Chakofen Oso. Rashi there in Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't say this in the Chumash, Rashi there in Rosh Hashanah, Davav Maralev, Diva Masl Yakriv Oso, in the fourth source, says Yakriv Oso, Kro Yeserahu. That's an extra phrase in the Pasuk. Doksiv Beresha Yakrivenu. Look back at source 1. It says Zachar Tan Yakrivenu. Oh, there's a paper here. Yeah. If you take a look at again back at source 1, so it says Yakrivenu, and then it says again a couple of words later Yakrivo so. So Rashi says that's the source for the Chazal's drasha, for the Chazal's interpretation, because Yakrivo so is a Kroyaseret extra phrase. Doksid Bereisha Yakrivenu, already said Yakrivenu. So therefore they have a drasha Yakrivo so Malan Chakofano so. Back to the Gemara again, Rosh Hashanah Vav Mud Aleph, the Tanya Yakrivo so Malan Chakofano so Yachol Bal Karcha. So evidently when it comes to certain aspects of karbanas, you're allowed to force the person to do so willingly.
Why do they have to bring the tzava?
Let's see. The Rambam actually addresses that. Segue right into the next source. The Rambam in source number 5, Hilchos Maisa HaKarbonos, Parak Yudalad, Halacha Tez Zayin. Afo Pishanemar Lirtzono, even though it says willing, you know, when you bring Karbon Lirtzono, Kofanatzi Osa Achimarotani, Bain Shinodar Velo Hifrish. It says the Rambam, we're talking, answer your question. You're talking about a guy who took a neder, he made an oath to bring a carbon, but he didn't yet separate the animal. Or, Bein Shehifrish, he already set aside the animal, but was getting lazy or whatever, he never brought the carbon. Below Hikrim, Kofen Oso Achi Akri, then you force him to do it. Okay? So the specific circumstances are what they are, right? Exactly. That's the Rambam Hilchos Maisa HaKarbonos Perek Yud Halacha Tezayin. So that seems to be the halacha, that at least under certain circumstances, you can force a person, like I said, it's making the guy an offer he can't refuse. Kofen Oso Achiyomar Rotzani. You force the person to say, well, we'll talk about that, okay? Now, there is a Mishnah in Masechet Sechem, and this is a discussion with regards to Karbonos. Again, the drosha from our Pasuk here in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, the extra words, Yakriv Oso, which is forcible, Lirtzono is willingly, so Kofen Oso Achiyomar Rotzani. Fine. There's a Mishnah Masechet Erchin, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, source number 6. First part of the Mishnah is not directly over this. Chayve Erchin Mashkin Oso, Chayve Chatos, Hashem is Ein Mashkin Oso, Chayve Olos Hashem is Mashkin Oso, and here's the key line for us. Af Al Pi She Ein Miskaper Lo She Ad She Yisratze, She Nemar, our posse again, Lirtzono, Kofin Oso Adji Yomar Otsani. So there we have a Mishnah. In Erechim, again, with regard to a detail of Karbonas, we sometimes can coerce the person to do what he's supposed to do. And the Mishnah there adds, the end of Source 6, the Mishnah Erechim Chafal Manav adds, Bechena Ta Omer Begite Nashim. We find a similar concept by get, divorce, right? The divorcing woman. Also, Kofin Oso Adji Yomar Otsani. Sometimes they will force the Baal, the husband, to grant a get, even though he didn't want to. We make him do it, even though it seems to be from the psukim that the husband has to give the get willingly, that a get musa, a forced get is no good, but in certain circumstances, the person will be forced to give the get, then it's in fact a valid get.
You're not saying it because you're hitting him.
Right, okay, good. So that's right. And that's printed next. You know, I mean, how do you force a person? So, you know, there are different things. I heard a story once, it's a true story, but I heard that, you know, some of the Chassidish community somewhere, they didn't, a guy refused to give a get. So some of the people, you know, from the town, they took the guy out in the middle of the night, and they took him to the local cemetery where there was a grave dug, and they threw him into the alive. They threw him into the grave, and they started to shovel, and then they asked the guy if he would reconsider his position under the circumstances. He did, and he granted a get. Okay, I mean, the story. But we do other things, social pressure, do business, huh?
And then one was hitting the bell of the guy in Lakeland.
Yeah, right. It's all right now. Yeah. Anyway, so we're on that. But it's right now in the news, is the situation. Like when a guy refused to give a get. Anyway, so this, as David has said before, is the famous Rambam in Hilchos Gerush in Perek Beis and Hilchos Gerush in Halacha Chof. The Rambam tries to understand this from a philosophical point of view. I mean, you know, as Rosita just said, what do you mean? That's not willing. He doesn't want to get beaten up anymore. He doesn't want to be buried alive. So he agrees. What kind of thing is that? See, the Rambam says, Perek Beis, Hilchos Gerush, Halacha Chof, Source 7, Misha Din No Saint Chip. If you have a situation where the din is that he is supposed to divorce his wife and he refuses to do so, so Bezdin Shal Yisrael, and here I was mentioned before, Bezdin, the Rambam says, Bezdin Shal Yisrael, B'chol Mokum B'chol Zman, any Bezdin, any place, Makin Oso, you beat him up, Atzeyom Erotzani, V'yichtov HaKef, V'hu Get Kosher. Okay, the Rambam says, that's what you do, you beat him up, and then until he gives the get, it's a proper get. All right?
It's very interesting.
Now, yeah.
He says basically throw the whole Malcolm the whole mind.
Yeah, he's saying it's not dependent on the Sanhedrin, it's not right. That's the one
that
point.
It's a social, very powerful.
Absolutely powerful dikkun.
So it could be a difference than the other kofim also, because here.
So we're going to see where we go with this. Exactly. Now, the Rambam goes on, why is this get no good? After all, we ordinarily say that, again, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but you can look through it again. Perek Beis, Halacha Chof, Lichos Gerushim. Why should it be? Usually a get is no good unless it's... So he says... that's true. Aval, look at the fifth line here. Aval. Misha Tokfo Yitzur Hara. Levato mitzvah, olaso savera, vehuka adche osa dover shechayav lo soso, adche nisrachik mi dover shechayav lo soso, ein ze onus mimeno, elahu onas atzmo bedaito hara. Rambam says a philosophical insight, or a psychological insight here. He says you have a person who's is saying that deep down, every Jew wants to do what's right. You want to be mekayim the mitzvah, you want to avoid averas, deep down. Okay, you know, in the inner recesses of your heart, you really want, everybody wants to do what's right. But sometimes a person is overpowered by his yetzer hara, and therefore, says the Rambam, he's mevatel mitzvah, he doesn't avera, and now somebody beats him into stopping doing the avera, or into yes, doing the mitzvah, in accordance with the laws of the Torah and so on. So then, that's not called anus. He was ma'anus himself. He forced himself to do the wrong thing because of his yetzer hara. Lefichach, zeh she'ena rotzel legarish, me'achar shu rotzel le'yos mi'yisrael. This person doesn't want to divorce his wife in accordance to the din, but he wants to be a Jew. Rotzel lasos kol ha'mitzvos. He deep down wants to do all the mitzvos. Ulisrachek min averus. The yitzro hu shetokfo. The kevan shehuka. Now, what happens when you beat him up? Basically, you beat the yetzer hara into submission, and he does what deep down he really wants to do. That's the Rambam's take on it. A very interesting Rambam, right?
I know, huh?
Right, okay, yeah, some people. The Yitzhak, the Kavat, the Kavat Jukach, the Toshash, Yitzhak, all wrote something, Kvar Girish Litzono. That's what the Rambam says. Some fact, you know, it's going to Pesach. Some say that's exactly the explanation. The famous Kasha, you know, how could Paro get punished after the fifth Makkah? Is by Chazek Hashem is late Paro, right? I mean, Kodesh Baruch Hu hardened his heart. That's not fair, right? I mean, the first few times Paro refused on his own. After the plague ended, he refused to let the people go. But after the fifth one, right? After that, it says that Paro was willing to let them go, and Hashem hardened his heart. So that doesn't seem fair. So it doesn't, right? So among the different answers, I mean, this is something we can talk about at Crusader. But among the different answers is yes, because deep down, Paro did not want to let the Jewish people go. Why was he letting them go? Because he was sick of these plagues already. So Kadosh Baruch Hu hardened his heart, in effect, to make him sort of immune to the plague, as it were, in other words, immune to the results of the plague, and to do what his heart really dictated. So that's the Rambam. Okay. Now, let me just get through a few more. We'll take questions a little later. But take a look. So far, we've only seen this, like the Mishnah Erchin says, in source 6, regarding Karbanos, and with regard, you know, that what we started with in our Sedra, and regarding a Get. However, the original Mark Subas, source number 8, of Pevav, Manalas, is at the bottom of the page in Subas there. Amalar Kanarak Papa, Lididach to Amrit Prius Balchov Mitzvah. There is a discussion in the Gemara whether when you owe money to somebody and you have to pay back, it's called Prius Balchov, paying back your creditor. Is that, obviously you have to do it, but is there also a mitzvah, in other words, is there a Kiyama Mitzvah to pay back or no? It's just, you know, it's a proper thing to do. You borrow money from you have to pay the guy back. Or is it in the category of a mitzvah? It's different enough. Kaminas. Anyway, you look in the Rashi there in source number 9, Rashi Subas. According to one opinion, it's a mitzvah, not just that it's the right thing to do morally and ethically and everything else, but it's actually in the category of a separate mitzvah. Prius b'chol mitzvah, la'ameis dvarav, to be truthful to your words, d'chsiv, hin tzedek, she'hein shochot tzedek, v'lav shochot tzedek. When you say yes, you have to mean yes. When you say no, you have to mean no. That's a mitzvah. Okay, so we extend that to prius b'chol mitzvah. That's what Rashi Ksubas explains. So back to the Gemara. I'm going to have Kanar Popola, the doctor, I'm a prius b'chol mitzvah. Amar lo nichalei David mitzvah mai. What if a guy says, "All right, so I don't feel like doing this mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, and I don't want to do it. Right? I don't feel like doing a mitzvah." What's the story? So Amalei Tanina b'medvar. So there's already another source. B'medvar mamurim. And again, as Rashi says in source 9, b'medvar mamurim deloke arboim. When do you get malchus? Right? The ownership of malchus, 40 lashes. So that's b'mitzvah lo saseh. We have a violent law under, you know, unless it's a more severe law when you get capital punishment. But I mean, the standard law, the ordinary punishment is malchus, right? So when do we get malchus, quote unquote, 40 malchus, 40 lashes, limited? That's mitzvah lo saseh. Look at this Gemara. Avo bottom of Pevav and Alf Maksubas. Avo be mitzvah asay. When it comes to a mitzvah asay, kagon so omer lo asay sukkah. You tell him, you know, time to put up your sukkah. Veina osin refuses to do it. Or lulav, time to get your lulav. Veina osin doesn't do it. Says they go on the top of the next page, pay on the base. Makin osa achetete nafsho. Not 40 makas. However many makas you give him to kill him. Right? You beat him up until he finally agrees to go ahead and do the mitzvah. Rashi says, and Ksubas Pevav and Beis, the top Rashi, source 10, Makin also, Kodem Sha'omar Al Haseh, before he violates his Haseh, the Yesh B'Yadol HaKayim, you can do it, it's the Arab Sukkahs, and you go to the guy, what do you mean you're not putting up a Sukkah? You have to be a Sukkah, and you beat him into submission. So all of a sudden we have here an unbelievable thing. Permission, Erchen, the Mishnah talked about Karbanas, talked about Get, and we'll see maybe why those cases are unique. But all of a sudden here, this Gemara Ksuba says, in general, by a mitzvah saseh, and a discussion on even by Alos, we're not talking about it tonight, but a mitzvah saseh, and Chassana talks about, by a mitzvah saseh, there is this idea that you can force, let's see who the you is.
Well, now
okay.
What? We'll never want to do a mitzvah again.
Okay, well, we have to see each case, but we'll see, we'll see. Who is the you?
But also, Balchov doesn't pay.
I mean,
it's a form of
Zela.
Why?
Right. So I don't know if that's a whole shear on Prius Balchov Mitzvah. That's the context in which it came up. I'm not dealing with that now. But what I'm dealing with is the Gemara clearly extended to make a sukkah and putting getting the lulav and everything, which are plain old mitzvahs. I say it doesn't impact anybody else. It's not Zela, not anything else. And apparently, according to this Gemara, which is a jump from where we started. I mean, again, a pasuk in our sedra. obviously talking about karbonis. And the Mishnah in Erchin extended it to Gitei Noshim also, fine. And the Rambam gives us sort of a logical or psychological underpinnings of it. But still, now you have an unbelievable thing in the Gemara. It extends it. Now, how far does it go? So I just, there's a Tosus on the bottom of the page in Ksubis Daf Tei Vav Aleph, source 11, top of the second side. So there's a question, does it even extend to Mitzvahs and Darbanon? I mean, how far do we go with this thing? So the Tosus there, and it's the end of Tosus here, it's the top of page 2, source 11. Over Kunchis Pirshul Kamon Gabatina, the whole the Lekka Mitzvah and Darbanon Lo Kaifinullah. The quotes Rashi holds that this concept of forcing a person, coercing a person to observe a Mitzvah is not true by Mitzvah Darbanon. However, Tosus disagrees. Ain't near. The Ashkechon, the Kope Mitzvah Darbanon, we find other places where you are entitled to coerce a person to observe a Darbanon. Kagon Mitzvah Kaim Diramais. He quotes in Gemara is that we sometimes force the Yorshim to listen to the will of the deceased and so on and so forth. It's on Darbana, Yorshim Darbana, whatever it is. But so it may even be by Darbana. The question we have to analyze, now, by the way, this concept, despite the fact that Gemara Ksubas doesn't give a real mucker for it. I mean, the Gemara just says, you know, you beat him up at Chetetze Nafsho, which is not exactly the same thing as Kofan Ocho Sachem or Rotsani, which you bear that in mind, but, you know, they seem to be related, but it's a jump from you have a special pasuk by Karbonis, it says Litzono, but it says Yakrivoso, so there's a kind of a steerer, so the Gemara has this Drasha and the Sifra, the Rashi Chumash quotes is Kofan Ocho Sachem or Rotsani, and the same thing by Get. Okay, but now this Gemara Ksubas is a bombshell, it's telling us that by a regular mitzvah, say, you can coerce a person to observe the mitzvah, you beat him up until he does the mitzvah. And this is accepted halacha. For example, we still in source 12, the Rambam, and the Sefer HaMitzvos, in his Akdoma to the Minyan HaMitzvos, the Rambam writes, the Omna Mitzvos Asei Kulam, Hine Kol Mitzvah Mehem Be'ezchir Asiyasa Yesh Lano Lehakos B'shotim. With sticks, you're allowed to beat somebody. Hanim Namei Asosa Ad Sheyamos O Sheyasosa O Sheyavar Zman Achiyav. I mean, you beat him up until, unless the Mitzvah passes, because then the Rambam says, Ki Misha Ovra Le'yosra B'suka Derech Mashal Ein Lan Lakosa Achar Sukas Bavur Ovra Le'vedaza. And you can't go back to, oh, you didn't sit in a sukkah on Sukkah, and I want to beat you up. It's only before, and that's what I'm telling, it's only before you try and get the guy to do it. Once, whatever, he withstood being beaten up, or he hit you back, or whatever he did. Yeah. Huh? Right, next, well, we'll see about that point, too.
But, new approach to
okay, you know, that's according to this Rambam. This is the Rambam, again, is an Akdoma to the Minyan HaMitzvah that appears at the end of the Sharoshim. You know, after the 14 rules in the beginning of the Sefer HaMitzvah, he has the brief Akdoma. So Rambam says this, accepts this, again, it's based on this Gemara Ksubas, and he says it openly. He says, at the time, you can hit a guy with stuff to get him to do the mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch, yeah?
Same thing in Mishnah.
Well, we don't find it. Well, no, I didn't see it exactly. But we'll see something similar, but not exactly. But I put the Rambam, you notice there, I put the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah. But it does say in the Shulchan Aruch. Take a look in source number 13, Shulchan Aruch is in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Tzadi Zion Sif Tes Vav. Yesh mishom she'ein shlech bezin also likanes lebeis olamashkel olamashkel is patur moso fine. Again, we're talking about collecting a loan that's due success. Avo kishigias mara pira own. If the time to pay back a debt has arrived, uba ligmos chovo, and the creditor comes to, you know, collect the debt, the zeh in a rotsa leforo, and the guy doesn't want to pay back, the uba chazoka shiyeso metaltelim abrichim, we know that the guy has, we're not talking about the guy then, we know he's got the money to be able to pay, he's got movable property. Shliach bezdin, an agent of the Bezdin, nichnas lebeis lemashkeno, v'yifel lezechovo, shepriyas b'achov mitzvah, u'makeno so'atche teitei nafshok delekaino. So Shoharach there, Choshen Mishpatzim and Tzadi Zayin Tziv Tesov, brings this din with regards to paying back a debt, but it's important to note that he says, who can do this? Shliach Bezdin, not any old person, Shliach Bezdin is authorized to go into the guy's house and take whatever it is to pay back the creditor. You beat him up, okay, if necessary. Now, you don't force him to do other things. You know, if he doesn't have the money, for example, you don't force him, he's got to go sell himself or do something else. But, and the Ramah adds a couple lines later, the Davka Shem Lashalom, Yeso Vein Arot Soshalom, Bezdin Chov Shin Oso, Bezdin can imprison him, or Bahayumakin Oso, take Tenap Shem Chov Shin Oso Lashalom. So both the Mechaber and the Ramah over there accept this din. So we need to understand
this is after it's been adjudicated.
Or it's right. That's the case over there. Yeah.
Now, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that he was brought to Bez and he lost the case. And
so, but that's the Targum. Yeah, that's what I mean. But it's a good point because before we were talking about before Sukkis, or so there's a difference. But still, the concept is brought lahalacha. So we need to understand. What I'd like to look at in the rest of the shir is where does this come from? And what is the source for this concept that we can coerce a person into to doing a mitzvah? I mean, where does it come from?
As an official base.
Okay, all right, so let's see.
We'll listen to all the time.
Right, okay, good. We'll see. That's the pasha. Oh, very good. So let's see. Let's try and see. I have a few possibilities here. One, the pasuk in the beginning of Parsha Shoftim, Zoram Parak Tazayin, pasuk Yudches, famous pasuk, source 14. Shoftim v'shotrim titein l'cha b'chol shorecha, asher Hashem l'kecha nosen l'cha l'shratecha v'shoftu samishpat tzedek. You have to appoint shoftim v'shotrim. What's shoftim? What's shotrim? So Rashi explains in the Chumash. Again, Parak Tazayin, pasuk Yudches in Dvarim. Rashi says shoftim v'shotrim, source 15. Shoftim is dayanim ha-poskim ha-din. These are the judges who render the decisions. The shotrim, what are shotrim? Today, shoter is a policeman. What are shotrim? Harodin esha'om achamitzos. They're the ones who shemakin v'kovsin b'makil of a ritzua achi kabel alov es diha shofet. They're the enforcers, right? The shoftim are the dayanim who render the decisions, and the shotrim are the ones who go around beating people to make sure people refuse to listen to the decision of the shoftim. The shoftim have the job. That's what it says with regard to shoftim and shoftim. Now, we might think that, well, that's only limited to where Beis Din has made a decision and the guy refuses to listen. However, you take a look in the Rambam, again in the Sefer HaMitzvos, source 16, the Rambam on that mitzvah, Sefer HaMitzvos, mitzvah say kuf ayin vav, 16, the mitzvah kuf ayin vav, he shetzivonu limno shoftim v'shotrim sheyachrichu lasos mitzvos haTorah. The Rambam seems to expand and says not just to listen to the particular decision of a Bez in a particular case. You know, one could read the Pasuk and the Rashi that the whole concept of Shoftim and Shotrim is talking about where the judge ruled something in the town, like you said, and now you see. But the Rambam's Lashon, and we're assuming can be Medayik in the Rambam's Lashon to say for Mitzvah, he says, again, the Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Rav, Hu Shetzivanu, Limno Shoftim and Shotrim, Shiachrichu Lasos Mitzvah Torah, the Yachziru Anoti Midercha Emes Eleha Al Karchom, to bring people back to the Derech Emes, even against their will. The Yitzavu Lasos Hatov, the Azhir Min Ara, the Amidu Hagdarim Al Over at Shelo Yu Mitzvah Torah Vazaroset, Tzvichot Kamonos Kol Yishvish. You don't leave it up to every person. You have enforcers regarding mitzvahs in general. So according to the Rambam, I think we could say that the source of the concept of kofen, somebody, coercion by mitzvahs is Shoftim Shotrim. That's how the Rambam learns. So that's one possibility as to the address of this Gemara Ksubas that tells us that you're allowed to, to beat somebody, coerce somebody, force somebody to observe mitzvahs. It comes from the concept of Shoftim the Shotrim. That's according to the Rambam. The Sefer Yireyim, the next source, the Yireyim was the Belezer of Metz, one of the Balei HaTosfos. He also wrote a Sefer Mitzvahs called the Sefer Yireyim. It depends on which defus, which edition you have. So in some, as indicated here, it's Simon Kuf Sanach Dalad. In others, it's Simon Reish Ayin Ches, whichever edition you have. I have the old one, so it's Reish Ayin Ches. But anyway, here in the computer, the new one's Kuf Sanach Dalad. Whatever it is, it says the same thing. It says as follows. He says if the guy won't pay, and so here it's talking about actually not paying, but the Shemitah, that the Shemitah year comes, so all loans are canceled. Shemitah's tough. So anyway, that's the particular case. But he quotes Kedetanya B'Ksubas, he quotes Argamar and Ksubas, Parak HaKosev, Parak Peva Malav, Al Pias Bachol Mitzvah, Shehi Ilo Boy Lemebed Mitzvah. What's the story? Then you go ahead and you beat him, he quotes the Mar, but he says an important thing. Third line of source 17, very important. V'nira li, she'ein hadvarim halalu, ela bebezdin shel Eretz Yisrael. The Arameans think this is a special din in the Batei Din of Eretz Yisrael. Apparently. Okay. Correct. The Rambam said b'chol makom. Right. Avol bebezdin shel chutzlar, it's ein on rishon lechov of makon oso. It's not the same. Now, without going into great detail, there is a difference in halakhic status in terms of the authority of the right of the Bezdin Eretz Yisrael, where you had the real smicha. right? I don't know, shock anybody, but I don't have smicha really, right? But I'm in good company because neither is anybody else in the world today, right? The real smicha, of course, is Ish.
Got it on point.
Well, they're right. They tried to. Anyway, the real. Right, we go back to animals, but the smicha of Rabbanis or leaning against something. Yeah. So the original smicha was Ish Mipi Ish and Moshe Benet Yeshua and so on. That chain was broken at some point in history. It's a question we can reinstitute or not reinstitute. Anyway, today smicha means that you've passed exams, and you know, there's some other rav or rabbinical body or yeshiva feels that you're entitled to. It's really what we call a heter hara. Yeah, the right to Paskin and Shilas and so on, but whatever. But anyway, the point is that the and that can only take place in Eretz Yisrael, whatever it is. But he says that it's a function of that. It's you know, it's a bez in Eretz Yisrael. Why though? Because he holds it a different address. Okay, because he says the Tanya Makim also Knosahu. This is a character of Knas. Sometimes Knas means a fine or a penalty. There's sometimes in the Torah where the Torah assesses a monetary penalty for somebody who, you know, did something or didn't do something, right? I mean, for example, by the onus and the pot, and so there are certain fines that are, and they have it. Different dinners sometimes have a fine, but a knas can only be imposed by the Bezin Eretz Yisrael. So he says, Chol knas, the moment ain't done in the chutzart, ain't done in knas of the moment chutzart. I mean, the shchich v'yisrach is on kis most of the time. Anyway, the Urayim is an offshoot of the Rambam. I think he agrees that it's a din in Bezdin, but he limits it to a Bezin Eretz Yisrael. It's a category of knas. So the idea of beating somebody or forcing somebody into doing mitzvahs is a sort of a knas. It's a funny kind of knas, because knas is usually after you did something, not before you didn't do something. But that's how the Urayim seems to learn. A third possibility, and this is what Josh mentioned. So far those are two possible addresses to this idea of coercing someone to do a mitzvah. Either it's under shoftim mishotrim, that's the Rambam, or it's under some form of knas, that's what the Urayim seems to say. There is a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, Vayikra Perek Yutes Pasuk Yedzayin, source 18, famous pasuk, we know, Lo sisnas achicha duvavecha, you shouldn't hate another Jew in your heart, hocheach telchiach es amisecha. You should rather, they translate as rebuke, I don't love that translation, it means show somebody the right way, right? Lo sisnas achicha. So the Gemara has the following drasha in Erchin Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, source 19, Tanur Rabbanan. Lo sisna esachicha bil vavecha. Should not hate someone in your heart. Yochol lo yakenu v'lo yisturenu v'lo yikakalenu. Does that mean you also can't beat him or whip him or, you know, do some other type of damage to him? And Rashi explains, source 20. Again, Erchin Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Yochol lo yakenu al dvar tochocha. Or yastirenu kelachayad, you smack him, you do the other things backwards. You mean you can't do that? Because it says, lo sisna sachicha b'vecha. And I'm going to go ahead now, and the Gemara's assumption is, the way Rashi learns, can it be that you're not allowed to beat a guy for or force somebody al dvar tochocha? The Talmud Lomar, no, it's only bilvavecha. You can't hate the guy in your heart. Sina shebeleiv akos medaber. But minayin leroa b'chaveru davar meguna shechayv lochicha, shenem hocheach tochicha. Hocheach tochicha. Hocheach lochicha minayin shiach zrechena, Talmud Lomar tochicha, become welcome many times. Yochav v'shan pona, Talmud Lomar sisal of chet. Fine. That's the Gemara's drasha. But the way Rashi learns the Gemara's rhetorical question was, can it be that you can't beat him when you need to do that for the purpose of tochacha? Certainly not, right? So according to Rashi, so you said, the concept of beating a person is under ochech tochich. There's a mitzvah of ochech tochich, so it's better to try and explain it to the guy, right? And to tell him why it's nice to do mitzvahs and why is it. But if the guy doesn't do it, so sometimes you have to be a little more forceful in the other, right? I mean, you know, that's how Rashi understands the Gemara. You're not allowed to. The best means of ochech tochich is to, you know, sit down with a person and invite him to Shabbos and talk about why it's important to wait tzitzis and the pranzo and to do mitzvahs. But according to the way Rashi understands the Gemara, now, you don't have to understand the Gemara that way. I printed the Rambam in Hilchos Deis Perek Vav, Halacha Hey.
I was under the impression that if someone's going to be an ones or a mazid,
sometimes it's better to leave him. Yeah, mutar shishogim al mazid.
It depends
on the case. No, not
what you think the action will be.
Right, there's something called mutar shishogim al mazid. Sometimes.
Yeah. conflicts
with that, yeah.
Contrary to what we're
right. So, it's in different cases.
Seems like this person is doing it on purpose, so you're forcing him to do it.
Okay, we'll see that later. Yeah.
If you're forcing him to do it at some point, you have to go ahead and tell him.
Clearly, we have to see that this is not going to be a blank. We're going to see. We'll modify this shortly. But clearly, Henry's point is a good point. You have to know when we apply what. But I think we do see from here that at least the way Rashi learns, and this is what others quote. I mean, Rashi Weiss speaks about this in the Minchas Asher, on this Sirin Beis, and others also, that from Rashi, it's pretty clear that this permission to coerce somebody is under Hochech Tochech Zamisecha. In other words, it's another means of showing somebody the right way and convincing a person to do mitzvahs, since it's a stronger means. So that's a third address. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. Hold on. Good, good. Okay. So exactly we'll see. But I'm just saying, you don't have to learn the Gemara Erchin that way. That's the way Rashi learns it. Okay. The Rambam had a different means altogether. Again, I printed the Rambam Hilchos Esparach Vav Halacha Hey. Okay. He understands it's a local din about beating. It's nothing to do with beating somebody for the purpose of tochacha. So I just printed that. I'm sorry, you don't have to learn the Gemara with that, but Rashi clearly does. But that is at least for the time being a third address for this permission, so to speak, or this right to coerce somebody. It's under Hochech Tochech Zamisecha. Finally, there is a fourth approach, and that's based on a pasuk in Parshas Bechukosai, source number 22, Perek Chav Vav Vayikra, pasuk Lamed Zayin, says, talking about, it's in the Tochacha, it says, V'choshlu ish ba'achir kim necher v'rod efayin, it's talking about what's going to happen if the Jews don't observe the mitzvahs, and they're going to be pursued by the enemies, and people will run around, and it says people trip over each other. Right, they'll be like running away. They'll be people like in panic, a pandemonium. They'll be running away as if being attacked, and they'll trip over each other. Yeah.
So we're going through different sources that we can connect it to, but the Rambam was the only one that gave a rationale behind it.
Well, the Rambam gave that lot. Yeah, as far as I know. Right, but right, I'm only looking now for an address. But yes, as far as I know. So
didn't give rationale.
But no, but in other words, the Rambam gave that whole psychological insight that it gives you. You know, you're out of it. You do what your Yetzer really wants you to do deep down. But I'm saying, I'm just trying to find addresses in terms of you know, where's it come from, and where does it give. So we've had three. This is the fourth one. So it says in the Tocha there in the Chukosai. Again, by Yikra Per Kofa Pasuk Lamed Zayin, the Chosr Ish Ba'achiv, even some people trip over each other. So that's the Pasuk Pshat, okay? As Rashi explains in Source 23, Rashi Nechon, Chosr Ish Ba'achiv, Kishi Yerutzu Lanuz, when they're going to run away from the enemy, Yechoslu Zebedek, Ki Yavhilu, Yavhilu Larutz. There'll be such panic and pandemonium, people will be running out, like running out of a crowded, you know, shot and fire in a crowded theater, people running out and trip over each other and so on. But then, in the next Rashi, Kibnecher, the second half, Umidrasho, the measures of the Chashu Ishbachid, Zen Nichshal Ba'avono Shal Zen. And this is the source, Shekol Yisrael Araven Zelozer. That's what Rashi this says. Okay? What does it mean to trip over each other? You'll trip over each other's Averas. It means each one will be held responsible for the other's Averas. Why? Because Kol Yisrael Araven Zelozer. We're all bound together. So if you do an Avera, it impacts me. Okay, that's the Rashi. And where does Rashi get that from? The Gemara. It's printed in source number 24, Gemara in Sanhedrin. Daf Chav Zayin Arbeiz, Avoksi V'Chosl Ish Ba'achiv, Ish Ba'avon Achiv. Melamed Shekulon Arevim Zeh Bozeh. Okay, and it's talking about a case, doesn't mean everybody. Let's say I'm going to get in trouble with some guy I never knew. I mean, so, means, Hasam Shahar B'yadam Limchos Elomichu. It's talking about, well, I could have prevented it and I didn't. So then I'm in trouble too. In other words, it doesn't mean I'm responsible for every Jew, some guy I never met, doesn't do it. But if I had the opportunity to go ahead and stop, you know, to Michu means that to object. I object and tell the guy he's not doing, I don't do anything, then I get in trouble also. That's what Rashi says there in Sanhedrin, Chazan and Beis. It means Ish Ba'achiv, Ish Bishvil Achiv. And there are actual examples of that in the Gemara. One of the famous examples, source number 26, Gemara Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph, talking about the great Rabbi Chinam and Tradyon, one of the Asara Harugei Malchus, right? We read about on Kippur and on Tisha B'Av and Son, is one of the so called Asara Harugei Malchus. Rabbi Chinam and Tradyon was the one who was wrapped up in the Sefer Torah and set on fire. That's in that Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Yuches Amar Aleph. So the Gemara asks, Elamai time at Yanish, why is it, or by what, why did the Bechinim ben Chadin deserve such a terrible fate? So the Gemara says, Mishum Hogas Hashem Befarhesid Havuk. It's a technical thing, he used the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in public in an inappropriate way. He pronounced the name or the letters of the name, different opinions, but whatever, he did some Avera. Okay. And then the Gemara says, "Val ishto lahariga," but apparently his wife was also executed or met a bad death also. So why did she get punished? Delo mirchabe, because she didn't stop him. You know, the wife, she told the husband, "Quick, cut it out." She didn't stop it. Mikan Amru, says the Gemara again, about Azari Chesam and Aleph, call me siyesh biyado limcho zayin amocha, nena shalav. A frightening comment. The Gemara says, anybody who has the opportunity to object when someone else is doing an avera and he doesn't, so then he's going to get punished also. And that's the famous Gemara, which I printed here, 27, the Gemara in Shabbos, daf Nun Dal and Bay, is going on to Nun Hamad Aleph. The Gemara speaks about Paroso Shalalazim and Azariah, the famous cow of Rabalazim and Azariah. The Gemara there in Shabbos is talking about, you know, the dinners we don't want to carry on Shabbos. So the Gemara discusses, what about sometimes I have an animal? So an animal doesn't have to observe Shabbos, but I'm not allowed to put, since I need to carry something over here, so I'll put all these items on my animal's back, and I'll nudge the animal will carry it there for me. So I'm not allowed to do that either. Okay, mechana chabenta. But but what about sometimes animals have So what about sometimes animals have saddlebags and other things that are part of their normal uniform or normal things that they wear, normal garments, and bells, things for the door. So the Gemara, the Mishnah has, in that parakin, the Mishnah says, what's considered mutter to go out with the animal on Shabbos, what's considered not, which type of things are not called carrying, because that's like the animal's garments. Well, the same thing in the Mishnah is about people. So the Mishnah talks about animals. Anyway, so the Mishnah reports there that the cow, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he would let his cow go out on Shabbos wearing some type of a garment, shelo b'tzon chachamim, against what the chachamim paskin. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. First of all, what do you mean the cow, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? My parashah, the Chad the Parah, he only had one cow. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was one of the richest Jews, you know, at that time. That he had,
What? His neighbor's cow.
So he says he had Tracer Alpha. He had 13,000 cows. Okay, that's what he gave for Meiser. Meiser Behema every year was 13,000 cows. So figure it out how many cows he had, right?
No,
he had a tremendous whatever. Not a problem now. But then he says in the second line, and furthermore, forget the number of cows. I mean, what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah disregarded the decision of the Chachamim? They paskin, they're not allowed to have the animal, so he disregarded it. Can't be. The Gemara says, the second line of 27, Tana lo shalo haisa. Taki, it wasn't his cow. Ela shal shcheinoso haisa. It was his neighbor's cow. Umitoch shalo michabav, because he didn't stop her. Okay? Nikreis al shmo. It's known as his cow. So he got blamed, so to speak, and forever, for posterity. It's recorded in the Mishnah, Paroso shalo haisa ben Azariah. It wasn't it. Okay. But besides that, or at least send a message. But in any event, the Gemara says later on, I'm not going to read inside, but anybody who could have stopped his family and doesn't do it, so he's punished. And if he could have stopped people in the town, so he's punished for the whole town. If he could have stopped the whole world, okay. Anyway, that's what Rashi explains there, Nun Da'alam Abbeis, in source 28, Nitfas Nenash Alaveiro Shabiyadon. Okay, and somebody who's got control over all the people, says Rashi, b'cholam kulo, b'chol Yisroel, on melech v'nasi, you know, you're the leader, she'efsho lo limchos, right, and people are afraid of you, and they listen to you, you don't do anything, you're going to get punished, unbelievable. So now, based on that, that's the concept of Arvus, right, kol Yisroel or even Zebedet, exactly what the Gemara quoted. So on the basis of that, we have now very possibly another address, the Mabit, in the Sefer Kiryas Sefer, which is a comment on the Rambam, source number 30, in the Akdama, Mabit was one of the early Achronim, okay, the borderline, you know, Mishalom Achronim, time of the Mechaber, okay, Moshe Trani, so he had wrote a Sefer called Kiryas Sefer. He writes as follows: Hu kibiyos she Yisrael nichnasu arevim zelazet. Because every Jew is connected, bound to every other Jew, they became that way. The har grizim har evil, that was part of the bris of Arvus Moav, you know, and ending har grizim har evil. The heim ne'enoshim v'nitfosim zeh babon zeh. They're going to be punished for each other's averas, you know, and it explains the quotes of psukim and so on. And it refers to Kol Mishiyet Bolim Chozer Amocha, who Nitfas Bosa Avon. Okay, so that's the case. The first of all, he points out so that everybody can observe all the Tayag Mitzvahs. Now, how can everybody observe all Tayag Mitzvahs? Not possible. Some Mitzvahs only for men. Some Mitzvahs only for women. Some Mitzvahs only for Kohanim. Some is only for not Kohanim. Right? So the answer is because everybody's Kol Yisrael Ibn Zebazeh. Anyway, so at the end of this point, he says, that's exactly why you better object when somebody else doesn't do a mitzvah. You know why? Because if you don't, it's on your head. So on the basis of this, it's not on the sheets, but in the Chuvas Chikrei Lev, Okay, one of the Shadish Achronim, Rabbi Yosef Hazan, in the Tshuva Chikrei Leiv in Chelek Or Chaim, the end of Simon Mem Ches, he writes that there is this concept of arvus as we explain, and therefore, what does it mean? Alkei nirelik the arvus hainu b'mishesh koch b'emelasos achem sheikamo mitzvahs, right? Like the gadol habayis, the head of a household, or somebody else who people listen to, and the person doesn't do it, so he's going to get punished if he fails to do it. So Mamela, he says, you're supposed to try and talk b'nachas b'loshon raka, she'etzer yachzer achotem avonsh v'yado. But if it does, my life is on the line, so to speak. It's my neck in the noose. The point that Chikrei Leiv is making, we'll see in a second, so it makes it even clearer. You know why it's important for me to see to it that you do the mitzvahs? Because otherwise I'm going to get punished. Okay, so I'm not going to sit by and do nothing. You don't listen, I'm going to beat you up because I don't want to get in trouble. That's how I have in the next source. The Shal Shu is Emek Halacha, source 31. Emek Halacha is written by Rav Yeshua Baumel, the Dr. Lamb's grandfather, from his grandfather. And they're right. The grandfather lived up the block here. Zatterer. Okay, so by his daughter. His daughter lives up the block. I'm saying.
So right. That was Rob Baumel.
That's the grandson of this person. Yeah.
The son
of the one who wrote the sefer. Yeah.
Son of Baumel.
No, Zatterer's wife is the grandson of Rob Baumel. Dr. Lamb is another grandson. So anyway, in the Tshuva is Emek Halach and Chelek Aleph Simon Lamed Vav. He says this because he wonders about this whole thing like we're wondering about it. He says Umashiyesh Laharbezehu. This concept of coercion, the kamon v'ksuba shalom v'kesson, the kamon v'komus b'shas, the makinos ha'shetein t'nafsho, l'chora hu neged ha'higayon. I mean, let's be honest for a minute. This whole concept of coercing somebody to do mitzvahs is against logic. We never would have come up with such a thing. Demi nosam reshus l'chuf es chaberein l'asos, oshol l'asos. Who in the world gives you the right to go tell somebody else what to do? Came out of Torah called Kosta Onesh Rakamisha Avar. The Torah tells us, yeah, there are punishments which are meted out when somebody violates. Avala Unsho Kodem Shiavor Minolan. To beat someone up, to harm someone, to force someone before he did have it. Well, where does this come from? The Omnam Pashut Hu the Kfiya Hu Mitam Arvus. He says kvi is because of arvus. The kavan shekoysoy v'zelazay yesu on rishul chofu kidei shalom ischayim anachnu b'shilo. So now we have a fourth address, so to speak, for this concept. It's not okay. It's the Rambam again to go over quickly. The Rambam says it's a din in shoftim v'shotrim. The Urayim says it's like that. It's more in a category of knas. That's why he limits it to the batei din in Eretz Yisrael. The Rashi seems to say it's under, like you said, it's under ochech tochir. And the kriya sefer and the chikrei leiv and they all say it's got something to do with Arvus. In fact, there's one of the Chazon Ish, which I don't have on the page, the Chazon Ish, in the very end of Chelek Arachaim, almost the end of the Chelek Arachaim and Moed, so there are a few Gilyonos and Chumash, he quotes, Havala Adam Rashai Lahachriach Esreel Lavaldoso Yisbar. It's on the Pesach Mitain that the people should listen to Hashem, right? Let's read again from the beginning. Hamakom Baruch Hu Meiniach Es Habechir Biyad HaAdam. Kodesh Baruch Hu grants everybody free choice. The Chazon Ish again, it's printed in the back. It's like the very end of the Hashmatos in Chelek Arachaim. So again, Hamakom Baruch Hu Meiniach Es Habechir Biyad HaAdam. Avol HaAdam Rishai Lachriach Es Reil Avoros Yisbarach Bein Bekriya Bein Bepitoy Velo Avid Bitul Habechir. So he's like the Rambam just before. The Rambam only the only one who gave. So the Chazon Ish also he says this coercion is not bitul habechira. Came under hamaisa also bebechira because the end of the day the guy chooses to do the action. V'chol Yisrael kish echad. Okay, every one of us is like one. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu puts in the different ways that people should. The better thing is that we misspell other things, but in any event, it's also he ties it into the issue of arvos. Yeah.
If we have the concept that we don't visit,
you know,
the sins of the fathers
and the sons,
this seems to be, you know, a little bit...
You're right, but that's after
you did our verse. Here, I'm sitting next to you,
you're
sitting next to me.
What do you say?
It's not because I did it, it's because you didn't teach me not to do it. Because we're partners here. It's like everyone's doing. If my son will get punished two generations later, he didn't do anything. He didn't fail to speak up. But if I'm sitting next to you, and you're sitting on my toe, I better say something.
All right. One other Ha'ara, which I don't think means, and I'm Baruch Hashem, I saw that Rav Asher Weiss was Mar at this point also. There's possibly another address, although I don't think that's what he means. The Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva, in Shar Gimel, Sim Yud Aleph, Surah 32. The Rabbeinu Yonah writes as follows, Ba'ata Nagra Onesh, Ve'inyan Onesh Bitul Mitzvah Seh. Okay, let's talk about the Bitul Mitzvah Seh, he says, and in Yazhiras Ish Lasso Sukkah Lo Ve'inosa Makinos Lechechenapsho, and he quotes Gemara's and so on. So he says, where is this from? If you look carefully in the words of Rabbeinu Yonah, it says it appears to be in the category of an onesh. In other words, it's a different type of onesh. But that's why some want to learn the Rabbeinu Yonah means that it was Rabbeinu Yonah means that it's after the fact. But that's not what he. I don't believe that that's what he means. What it means is, and that's like the Shitun Gvetz is clear like that. And I'm not sure why it says it without quoting the Shitun Gvetz. But the Shitun Gvetz is in Ksubas on that same original sugya, Teivav and Aleph in Source 33. Even though Rabbeinu Yonah looks like he's talking about Onshin, he puts it in a category of Onshin. All you got to do is look at the opening few words of Source 32. Onesh bitul mitzvah saseh, and then he quotes this Gemara Ksubas. That sounds like the Gemara means it's an onesh after you are the mevatel yaseh, right? So that would be a totally different kind of thing that we're talking about till now.
What
right?
The beating beat up?
Yeah, beat him up. But right, it's an onesh afterwards. He doesn't give you the address, but that's not under ochech tochir. It's a different thing altogether. He quotes the Gemara, he says it. Okay? He talks the case about the Sukkah and so on and so forth. So, but I don't think that's what he means. I think he means the following. The Shittim Vetzah certainly says it. Again, Source 33 is the Shittim Ksubas Peivam and Aleph, B'dimasa Ludidach. He says, V'hod the Arminim, the Makinoso Shetetan Afsho, Pirish Rashi, Makinoso Kodem Shiavala Mitzah, the Eshbiyad Alakayim. Ava Mitzahs Asei, Makinoso Shetetan Afsho, Mishum, like you said before, there's always next year with the Sukkahs. Rezeta said, the Chol Shaita Vishaita, Bekuma Asei Koi. He says, because let's say the mitzvah is tefillin, or tzitzis. So he didn't put on tefillin this morning. But every minute he could put on tefillin now. He could put on tzitzis now. You know, that's, I think, what Rabbeinu Yonah means. It's not after your mevatel. It means you didn't do it, you can still do it now. And that's how I think. Okay, I mean, one can disagree. That's what he says.
The other thing, yeah. You have bought everything you can still do.
By many, I'm saying that's why you can beat him. That's why I think of many. It doesn't mean it's for the punishment after. It's for the next time. Like you won't look like what you said.
But next year, in the Shari
Tshuva. He doesn't say. So, now the nafkamina. Okay, that's true. It doesn't sound like that. Right. That's true, but I don't think that's it. Okay, you could argue. Okay, I just want to mention. I mean, I don't have time to read it inside now because late. But the Or Sameach has an essay on this subject in Hilchos Comment on the Rambam Hilchos Mamon Parag Dal Aluch Gimel. He basically says clearly that it's not an onesh. I mean, he says it's not an onesh. It's he also talks about arvus. Okay, you have a chance, you want to take it home and read it. But he asks some interesting questions, and that is namely the question we said before: who is this that can go in force? So it seems to me, you know, very simple. It seems that it will depend on what the address is. Okay, if the address of this right, of this authorization, is Shoftim Shotrim, like the Ram said, it's a din in Bezdin, Sheikh Bezdin, or the Reim even limits it to Bezdin Eretz Yisrael. Because din ochech tochiach, that, like you said before, that seems to be a Chovas Yochid, any individual. And if it's Arvus, it's Kol Yisrael, even Zevazeh, right? So, and it turns out that it's a Machokas, the Tzolos and the Nesilas. Okay, so let's take a look. Source number 35. Okay, source 35. The Tos is printed in 35. It's Choshen Mishra, Sim Gimel, Sifkat Aleph. He's talking about Mumchen. He says basically, again, we have to lose a little time. It's a little late, so I won't be able to read everything inside. But his basic point is that according to, even though a Yochid is allowed to be Dan Dine Mamanus, but not Kriya. Just read the first line of 35. A kfiya vaday tzarich mumchen. It's a din in bezdin. That's an expert dayanim. Again, a few lines later. Mavur midivrayim din hida din yachos of biyachad edyo. Ava lachof vaday beinan mumchen. The Tos is clear that this enforcement power, this coercion, is a din in bezdin. Okay, that's the toast, and he brings rayas, and he quotes that Gar Gemara and Ksubas, the Prius Machov Mitzvah, the whole thing with the sukkah, to din in Bezdin. And he says even today's Bezdin can do it, but that's because the old concept of Shlichusayo, Katekamoya, Kavdin, and we, our Bati Din today are just carrying out the Shlichus of the old Bati Din. Fine, however it works out, but it's a din in Bezdin. The Nesivas disagrees. You know, the yeshivas, when you learn, you know, Tos and Nesivas, so that's the meat of Choshe Mishpat, you know, when you're learning, you know, Bab Metzia, Bab Bas, so those Mesechtas, you know, so Tos and Nesivas. So the Nesivas disagrees in his, in Source 36, the Nesivas is in Mishpat Biurim, okay? Mishpat Urim Biurim, he says, in the end of Sivkot Nalav, Gam Masha Kosov, that which the Tos wrote in the Sivkot Nalav, you know, that the Kfi is a din in Bezdin, Nira the second line, Nira Lefianas Daita Delesa. No, sir. It's not limited to Bezdin. The cave of the Domel, I say Sukhli, and also the Kofanos, like Kai Mitzah, Kol Adam, Mitzuvah, Lahafish, Chaverim, Iser. I feel it, Mishaino, Bechal Bezdin. So it's an open Machok, so it's also in the Sivis. Okay, the Tzot says it's a, and he brings a Raya from Gwaram Babakama that, you know, the master can beat the Eved on a certain condition if he, you know, the Eved Nirtza wants to do the Shivcha, whatever the case, and not Tol Bezdin. So the Tzot responds. Again, I printed the whole thing, Source 37. The Tzot wrote on, the Tos HaChosh, and then the Nesivas, and then the Tos wrote something called the Meshovev Nesivas, where he answers the Tainas that the Nesivas has against him. So in 37, and again in Siman Gimel Chosh Mishra, again in Sivkot Nalef, the Nesivas, the Tos answers back, no sir, it's only a din and Bezdin. And he brings Rayas, again we have time, it's late, we're not going to read through all the Rayas, he has Rayas, he says, otherwise what do you mean? Every time there'll be a get. So I'll walk up to you, I'll beat you up, I'll make you give a get. What, that's not a din in Bezdin? I'm not a din in Bezdin. You can't have every otherwise every person will go and, you know, will go and beat up other people, do Bezdin, it's not possible. So that's how he says. That's the, otherwise the Gal forces, right, you know, Kofano Station where Otani, Avada, there's a difference between mitzvahs ase and different types of mitzvahs and so on. So here, I'm not going to do it now, but Rosh Weiss has in here in Vayikra, in Siman Beis, in Gimel, he draws a distinction because we've kind of conflated the things. By a get, he says, the din is kofanos ha'amashayuma rotzani. Well, that's how we started, the pasuk rotzani. He said, by certain mitzvahs, by other mitzvahs, not roads, but we don't have to force a guy when he builds a sukkah, say, well, I want to build a sukkah.
Well,
he's a builder, right? I mean, so he's mechalik, huh?
I'm going to force him to sit in there and eat.
Right, it's a different issue, but he says there's a difference, and Rav Asher Weiss says there's a difference between, there's a difference to tell a person not to be mevatel mitzvah, but you can't force him to fulfill, like you said. Don't be mevatel mitzvah, but to go ahead and do it at the limit, right? And that's the difference between Kofanoso Shemarotani and Kofanoso Achetete Nafsho. There are those differences. In any event, what I want to bring out here, you can read the Rosh Weiss's thing yourself, but there's a Machokas Tos and Nesivas, and I think that Machokas will depend on what the address is. If the address is Shoftim Shotrim or Dinan Knas, so then the Mektos is right. It's a Dinan Bezin. But if the address is Ocher Tochir, or the address is Arvis, then the Nesivas is right. And the truth is, it seems to be a Machokas earlier Machokas, and we've shown him. The Truma printed in Source 38, the Truma Sadesh, and soon raised Yud Ches. An interesting question, okay, for the husbands here. Misha Shama Ishto Mekalelis. The wife was cursing, you know, Mizal Zelis. He cursed out her parents. He's violating her, you know, the Ochicha Bedvarim. And he tried to convince his wife, you can't talk like that. Come upon him. The low hoil, and it didn't help. Are you allowed to beat her? Is the husband allowed to beat her? So the Chumash Hadeshin writes, again, it's in Reishud Ches. He says, yes. The Afal God, the cause of Mordechai, the famous Mordechai, the Tshuvah Sevin Simcha, the Hamakes Ishto Over Belav the Pan Yosef, the Hechmer Ma'od Bedover. Even though it's absolutely usher for a husband to beat his wife, this was usher in halacha long before it was in the time in general culture was mutter for a husband to beat his wife. It was always forbidden, and they said the Rishonim are very clear about it. But here it's a different story. Here it's the husband can beat his wife, not it can beat the neighbor. It's the same thing. It's nothing to do with a husband and wife. Okay.
Question of will it help?
Okay, okay, good. Yeah, you have to know. It'll make some difference. But the point is that Shmuz Hadeshin, clearly, by saying this, is not limiting it to Bezdin. It's saying the husband can do it with the wife. That's not Bezdin. Whereas the Rambam, you asked the Rambam Torah and the Mishnah Torah, so here's the one place that I found, anyway, Source 39, is Hilchos Malva Velova Tarek Beis Alach Adalid. Here the Rambam mentions, Chenani Omer, Shemisha Huchzak Ramoy, Vedrocha Mekukolam Masomatam. A guy who's a trickster, a deceiver, and his business dealings are crooked, and so on, and he's got money. money and he claims he's got no money and so on. He runs and he sweats. So in the second line, in yesh koach b'dayan lasos achir b'chova olenadoso, if the dayan has the strength to either put the guy in nidur or whatever, so then he should do so because of priest b'chov mitzvah and so on. So the Rambam seems to also allow it, but he says again dayan. So the Rambam Shitoso, because the Rambam said the source of this whole thing was Shosim Vishotrim. The Truth Hadeshen is like the Nesivis, that it's open to everybody, not just Bezdin. The Rambam is like the Ktos, or the other way around. I mean, the Rambam is before, the Truth Hadeshen is before the Nesivis, but I mean, that line of thinking. So I just wanted to say that that's, that Machok Zachonim, very possibly Machok Zachonim, and I'm suggesting, I'm surprised I didn't see this in print anywhere, but maybe it's because it's so obvious, that it depends upon what the address is. An important concept in the Yom Shel Shlomo. Source number 4. Yom Shel Shlomo is in Bava Kama Per Gimel Siman Tes. He says very clearly, we should know that even if you hold that anybody could do it, it's not a din in Bezdin, but it's not anybody. Can't go around, vigilante justice, so to speak. He says, look at the Yom Shel Shlomo in 40. He quotes the Shumas HaDeshen and so on. That's right, came across it. He says, but not only a husband and wife, but Kol Bar Yisrael and so on. However, let's just follow on. Yeah, look at the fourth line towards the end. The dafka be adam muchzuk lekashrus. The person who's going around coercing other people to do it has got to be a person who himself is muchzuk lekashrus. She adua shel shem shemayim also. He's known. He does things with shem shemayim. Mu adam chasher v'muflag. Maybe it doesn't have to be bezdin, but it's got to be somebody who's known as a pious person, Bahachia. Yeah?
The enforcer or the person who gives the authority?
The enforcer, yeah, that's what he's saying. Ava bestoma de inshi, but some plain old guy every time the canary? No, lav kol kamini. Din kelo shavkes chalach obeya. Then, everybody runs around beating everybody up and says, I'm just doing this because, he's not observing mitzvahs. You can't run the world like that. So he says, v'chol adam reik, yelech v'yakech chaber, al-dvar ho-chocho. Every empty, boor will go ahead and it's, I'm doing this l'shem shemayim. So the Yom Shel Shlomo limits the right. By the same token now, in terms of who the victim is an important Ramban, they're showing it to you here, source 41. Ramban is in Parshas Yisrael, Parakhes of Shmos, Parakhof of Shmos, Parakhof Pasakhes. Listen to this. He says, Umipnezeh Yahonish Mitzvah Slosa Seh Gorov Osim Bodin, Rabbi Mitzvah Slosa Seh, you give him Malkus or whatever. The Ein Osim Bodin Mitzvah Aseh, you never can punish someone Mitzvah Aseh Klal at all. Ella Bimordin. When is this whole thing, says the Ramban, when does this whole thing work? Not when the guy stam, he's a little lazy, didn't put on tefillin, they go around and beat him up. We're talking about mordin, rebels, people who say, I'm not doing this with you. They make a fun, they make a point. Not that the guy's a schlep and he doesn't do it, he's lazy, he got, he got involved with 20 other things, but he doesn't mean that. No, we're talking about mordin. A guy says, lula v'tzitzis eini osa, sukkah eini osa, I'm not doing it. Then, now he agrees with the Rambam, she Sanhedrin hayomakin oso, the Bezin, or maybe like the Iran, just the Sanhedrin, hayomakin oso achikabalos alasos alad shalot teitzei nafshos. So again, perhaps it's limited, the victim or the avarian has to be somebody who's in the category of mordin, not just a guy who's just gonna, stop. So the Yom Shel Shlomo limits who can do it, and the Ramban limits, who can be done too.
So
I just want to end.
Sit on the Chag?
Yes, there was a question about that. Was that again? They raised that question.
I don't know, just saying, like,
No, that the Bezin didn't sit. I saw that Shiloh somewhere. Whether the Bezin would do. Yes, I saw in that Chonim, yes, it says, last week said, you're not allowed to do the Dinim Onshin on Shabbos. What about this? Is this Onshin? Well, it depends. I don't know. Maybe Ochet Tochich is, I don't know. I'm just saying. The Chonim raised that cash. I'm not sure. I saw that somewhere. Let me just end with one thing because, but maybe that's a different type of punishment. I don't know. But anyway, I just want to end with one simple thing with an Achidush, not for me, but for one of the Chonim, very quickly. Okay, so whether it's Bezin or it's an individual, whatever the address is, you can coerce someone to do a mitzvah. But what good does that do? So let's say a guy finally does the mitzvah. They get him to go off my back. I'll do the mitzvah. I don't want to beat you up. You're much bigger than me. I'll do the mitzvah. But don't we assume mitzvah tzvichas kavana? That's the Shulchan Aruch in 42, Aruch Chaim, Simen Samech, Siv Dalet. Okay? The Yesh Omrim Shein Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. The Yesh Omrim Shein Tzrichas Kavana Lotzeis. I mean, Kavana means Kavana Lotzeis. You're doing a mitzvah, right? Vasiyas Osa Mitzvah V'chein Halacha. So the Chabar paskins openly that what? Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. And the Mogad Avraham comments against him in Sanach. Sivkot and Gimel V'chein Halacha V'davka Mitzvah Doraisa. When Zabonim Ein Tzar Kavana. But I'll call part of my Mitzvah Doraisa, we paskin Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. Kavana meaning not that you have to know every, you have to have in mind every possible reason why we do the mitzvah, but it means, you know, you have to at least be aware that you're doing a mitzvah. Right? That's a problem. We're not going to talk now mitzvah sichas kavana, what all that means. But so the shaila is a simple question. So wait a second. So what's this business of for? You're forcing the guy to do a mitzvah. Where's the mitzvah sichas kavana? You're going to force him to put on tzitzis, right? So the guy doesn't want to, and he's screaming the whole time, but I don't want to get beaten up, so I put on tzitzis. I'm a kind tzitzis. What good does it do? Right? So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches and Aleph, Shal 44, Shalchu Leilavu D'Shmuel, Kofo, I'm coming with the Pesach, Kofo V'Ocho Matzah, Mai, Kofo V'Ocho Matzah, Yotza. So it forced me to eat matzah. Says in the Gemara, Yotza. So someone says, wait a second, Kofo Man, who forced it? Elam or Kofo Shade, meaning he was, you know, Shade, meaning he was mixed up, you know, some kind of a mental disorder. That's not true. But Tanya, eat him cholam, eat him shot, because you cholam, hurry, keep your careful, hold bar, because shot, hurry, because shot, hold bar. Shade means he's, you know, someone, shade, whatever shade means, they mixed up his brain. So now, it depends what it's like. That's not forced. Amar Ashisha Kofo Parsium. He was a goyim. Some guy wanted to tease him or whatever, so he held a gun to eat matzah. You know, Jew, go eat matzah, right? So he goes and eats the matzah. So it says, you yotze. It says, the Gemara, Amarova, Zosomeris, Atakei Elashir, yotze. So to an Rosh Hashanah. I take out a shofar. No kavana the first night of Pesach, the matzah yotz anyway. So sounds like a tachilah yotz. So that's the Gemara goes on. Well, why is it different? Whatever. What is a tachilah shir? L'shorer or l'zamer. Right? He was tuning. He wanted to play music instruments. He played a shofar, and it says l'shiv yotz. So okay. So on that Gemara, there's a commentary called Yom Chua. The Maram Ibn Chaviv. There's a famous in the yeshivas when they study Rosh Hashanah Yom Tzukis. So there's a trilogy, a sefer they quote together. They're called Shemos Baaretz. This from Moshe Ibn Chavir, Shah?
Play on Shamos.
Shamos Baritz, yeah, but they're called Shamos Baritz. What does it mean? So he wrote, or Moshe Ibn Chavir wrote a sefer on each of the mesichtas that relate to the Tishrei Yom Tov. Rosh Hashanah Yom Tzukah. The one in Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Chua. The one in Yom is called Tosfos Yom Kippur. The one in Tzukah is called the Kapos Tvarim. So the yeshiva, you know, it analyzes every Rashi and every Tosfos, you know. So in the yeshiva they study it, huh?
Where was he?
Early Akhbar.
He was the time period of the Shulchan
Aruch. Yeah, a little after, I think. But anyway, so the one Rosh Hashanah called Yom Tzur, so there on Daf Chav Kazan Alam Rosh Hashanah, he has on Seyed outside a tremendous chiddush. He raises our kasha. He's bothered by, why did say Kofo Parsim, Goyim forced it? And what if a Jew would have forced him? Why did the Gemara have the Goy force him? Maybe a Jew forced him. That's what he's bothered by. But anyway, you read it inside, I'm going to say it because it's so late, but very quickly, he says, and he addresses our issue indirectly, how do you be Yotze anyway? What do you mean Yotze? The guy was forcing, this guy's kicked and screaming. He doesn't want to do the mitzvah, and you force him to do it. You go to whatever the mitzvah is, because I have the same question. So he says an unbelievable thing. He says, the kavana of the enforcer works for the guy who was enforced. That's why the Gemara has to say kafo parsim, because the guy, he doesn't have the kavana. But another, that answers our question. It's a tremendous chiddush, unbelievable chiddush. Yeah, apparently. It's a tremendous chiddush, but that's how it works. If you enforce someone else to do a mitzvah, maybe because of the arvus, he says that, yeah, even a mitzvah sichas kavana, but the kavana is there in the mix. It's the other guy's kavana counts for you. I'm just printing it there to something to ponder. Okay, the Chassam Sofer, and listen, Mamash Finish in Source 47, the Chassam Sofer disagrees. In the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, Chelek Aleph, Chelek Archaim, that is Simon Reish Beis, he quotes this Yom Trua. He doesn't think it's correct. He says it's taka not true. If the guy is Mamash kicking and screaming the whole way, I don't want to do this mitzvah, I don't want to do this, and you're forcing it, and you open his mouth, and you force the matzah down his throat, you're not yotzei. You're talking not yotzei. Huh?
This is going to be another answer for a get, that he said about the Rambam before, for a get me, that you have that
kavod. So what the Chasam Sofer says is it's got to be the case where the guy did it. And it was at the end, okay, he gave in. His maisa was rotzu. Kofa Horosachi Omer rotzani, right? At the end, he says, okay, I'll do it. His motivation was to stop getting beaten up. But if the guy, mamish, never gave up that refusal, and you had to force him, and he's kicking and screaming the whole way, I'm not doing, I don't want to do the mitzvah. So then the Chasam Sofer doesn't seem to accept this chiddush of the Yom Tshuva, that the other guy's kavana is going to be over for you, and this is his kavana. No, he said the guy doesn't want to do it, he's talking not yotzei. It's only talking about where I think this means is that he at the end he does it l'rotzon, some kind of rotzon. I'll tell you at the end of the story. I mean, it's a sweet story in some ways. My grandfather was a rav in a rabbi in upstate New York. So he had someone in the shul. The person retired after his, 65, whatever, retired, and saved money. Wanted to go on a trip. A good story for the daily. And he wanted to go on a trip, so he wanted to go to Las Vegas. That was, he saved, I always won. This is what we're talking about, 30 years ago or more. Okay, so you go to Las Vegas. And the wife said, we're Jewish, we should go to Israel. Not like today where people hop to Israel all the time. We should save up, we should go to Israel. He's not interested in going to Israel. He always had a dream to go to Las Vegas. But okay, yes, dear. So the wife, prevailed. And so they went to Israel. And he's telling my grandfather's story after he returns. Of course, they go to the Western Wall. They go to the Kol Samaravi. And he's wandering around there. She goes to the woods and he's wandering around. So sure enough, what happens? One of the Chabad guys comes and says to him, did you put on tefillin today? So he says, no, thank you, leave it alone. He doesn't know what he was talking about, doesn't want to get involved. I'm just here, And the guy, as we've seen these fellas, they can be persistent sometimes. They keep nudging him, and he's telling him, please leave me alone. I'm not interested. And he walks away. And then another fellow, they're probably in cahoots, but another fellow comes up and says, I just happened to see your exchange over with another fellow, and I understand you don't want to do what he's asking of you, but these people sit here all day in the heat, asking different people. It would make him feel good if you would put on. So, don't do it for yourself. They'll make him feel good. I got a sale today. So the guy was so okay. These people are nudging me, chepping me to go put on tone. That's that's the kofinosa. He did. He wasn't interested. But at the end of the day, he agreed to do it. So P.S. P.S. He said that's the stuff. So it doesn't end like that. But P.S. He told my grandfather after he put on the tone. This person that cannot go up and touch the wall and make us recite a prayer. So he said he came up to the wall and he said, as soon as he touched the wall, his eyes filled with tears and he started, he was gushing tears because he said, I realized when I was standing there that my great-grandfather and my grandfather would have given everything they had. They would have given their right arm to be able to stand here by the Western Wall and wear tefillin. He said, and here I almost blew the opportunity. So again, it's a sweet story. I'm not saying the other guy went home and became Shomer Shabbos, but the point is that that's the kofana. Okay, his motive, that's what I think some sofa means. Now, that's not like the Yom Tshuva. I think that the kavana of the other guy is a tremendous, Yom Tshuva says it, it's a tremendous chiddush. But I think the more pasha thing is that the kavana is mitzvah svichas kavana. Because in the end, the guy is the kavana. His motivation was to get the people to stop nudging him, or he doesn't want to get punched in the face again, or whatever other methods of coercion there are. But at the end of the day, he wanted to have that rotzon. Okay, I'll go and Shabbos. Sorry, I went a little over. I just wanted to finish. Thank you.
Deserve for 2 weeks.
Right.